Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production. You got
what I need. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Potts.
And I'm Stephanie Sambari, and we are the hosts of That's So Retrograde.
Heard of us?
For the past 200 and some episodes, we've been trying to figure out what the hell wellness is.
We have inspiring and fun conversations with all types of amazing people, from healers to comedians to whatever's in between.
We're 5 years in, but we're just getting started. So hop on board every Thursday to join the party en route to living your best life. And don't forget your cannabis.
Or to check us out on Instagram at So Retrograde.
That's right. Bye.
See you there.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Papaya Podcast. I'm your hostess, trying her mostest, Sarah Nicole, and each week I'm going to be dishing out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom or something like that. So get ready to get inspired, get candid, get real, because we are all in this digital space together. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Papaya Podcast. We have a really awesome guest today. You might know her from television. You might not. But please welcome Vanderpump Rules, Katie Maloney. Did I say your name right? I'm always like, I have an issue now because one person I said their name wrong and now I have like stage fright about it.
No, that's right. Katie Maloney.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for this. I'm so stoked. What a cool opportunity to sit down. It's a wild world when it comes to reality TV, but every single time I've talked with anybody who comes from that world, you're reminded so quickly that it's just humans. It's just humans in a really dramatized kind of world that everybody gets to pick apart and have an opinion on.
Yes.
So let's get started. First of all, can you explain what the show is for those who don't watch it or might be new to understanding about it? Can you kind of explain what it is and how you got involved?
Best be described as a spinoff of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So Lisa Vanderpump owns a few restaurants in Los Angeles, and Sir Restaurant is one of them. And I worked at that restaurant, and I had worked there for about 2 years before the show started, and even before Beverly Hills Housewives started. So she had come to us and was like, okay, so we are going to shoot a pilot here at this restaurant with you guys, and just asked us who, you know, would be interested in being a part of this. And me and my best friends that work there were like, oh, we got this. Yeah. We were a dramatic bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so yeah, so it's been 8 seasons now, and it's been a, I mean, if I had to do it all again, I definitely would. It's just been documenting our lives of, you know, working at this restaurant and outside the restaurant. And, you know, it's had arguments and friendship fallouts and my engagement and wedding and everything in between.
And then your second wedding.
Yes. Oh, God.
Explain why you had to get a second wedding, because this is like my favorite story.
Oh, God. Okay, well, so when we got married the first time, so we had our marriage license and everything went fine. We filled out everything, or so we thought, and we sent in the paperwork and they sent it back because they said that we were missing some of the information on there. So we filled in the correct information again and sent it back in. And then when we tried to go get our marriage certificate or tried to redeem it or whatever you want to call it, they said that they did not have our paperwork. And we said, well, we don't have our paperwork. We sent it back into you for the second time. And then from there, we didn't know. I mean, I'm sure I kind of put it on Tom, my husband, to follow through on that. And he sort of was really bad at that. And then it's just, you know, we were just living our lives and we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. You know, in our head and hearts, we were married and that was all that mattered. But, you know, we knew that it was important to make it legal because, you know, we needed to be a family legally for a lot of reasons. But time just kept going by.
But it's confusing. Like, I'm in Canada, so it's a bit different. But I got married a year and a half ago and I filed everything and then just like waited forever. And you wait and wait and wait. And then there's like this weird bubble time where like I wanted to change my name, but you had to have the documents and you have to take that documents to like go get everything. It was a huge process. Like, I think everyone thinks it's so easy. So when you hear a story like that, like, how did you forget? It's like, no, it's actually not as simple as everyone I think thinks it is, and how reliant you are on like other people to just get it done. So you got married twice. Your paperwork was filed away, whatever. You're married. It's all good. Okay. So I worked in serving and it was my first job after being a stay-at-home mom. So I know that world and it is like nothing else. It's probably my favorite job I've ever had because I think that it teaches you so much about community and like looking after each other. And I think that's a kind of what the show brings up is like a lot of those tensions and things like that, but it's bringing it into a super like amplified, extreme experience that takes all of that drama that naturally does happen in serving jobs and then puts it at the forefront. But in your situation, one of the bigger things is these were your friendships and these were like real ups and downs. And how do you know in a situation like this, especially when it's publicized as big as that, how do you know when it was time to cut off something that was potentially toxic for you?
As far as friendships go? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard because we've had ups and downs, we've had fallouts, we've had reconciliations. But I just think you just reach certain points in your life when you just have to listen to your gut and listen to your heart. And you just got to know that even if you care about someone and they've been a part of your life, if you know that it's just not bringing you the kind of value and not, you know, and it's not to sound selfish, but you just got to look at where you are in life and the kind of relationships that you want and that are going to, you know, bring value to your life. And as much as you care about the person, if it's just something that is taking more from you than you're getting from it, that it might be time to walk away from it, truthfully. And it's as sad as it is, it's something that happens to all of us. Sometimes you cannot be friends forever. And I don't like to say never and forever because, you know, you never know. But you just have to know when it's time to at least take a break from someone.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that people don't talk about enough is when a relationship with your partner ends, it's usually, even though it's difficult, there's a lot more involved. Like there definitely is that breakup conversation. Like you have to end that relationship. But when it comes to like your friends, there's no real like, okay, let's have the talk. Let's end the relationship. It's so much more complicated. But I love what you're saying in the sense like it is more about creating boundaries and creating relationships that are healthy to protect those boundaries. And I can't imagine that's super easy going into the realm of also laying on that layer of reality TV. Are your relationships still genuine even though you have to portray them on a television show?
They definitely are. And sometimes it's hard to convey that because, you know, it's so layered and with so much history that, you know, it doesn't always come across on TV because we don't film, you know, 24/7, 365. So you're not seeing everything that happens every single day. So when people are only seeing what's happening in, you know, a 3-month period, they're like, okay, it's really easy for some people to dissect it and want to take sides or want to place blame. And it's hard to tune that out and focus on, you know, what is real and what, you know, has gone down in your friendships, because, you know, it is real and it's not just put on for a television show. And it's not just, you know, and you don't just stay friends with someone because you're on a show, and you don't just, you know, cut them out because you feel like you have to.
Okay, friends, do you have a lot on your mind? I know I do. In times of stress and anxiety, it can be hard to remember to take time to focus on yourself. But joy and pleasure are so important, especially right now. Put your well-being first with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app of short, sexy stories with guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. And there's something for everyone, whoever and whatever you're into. They add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. Find stories about a spontaneous hookup with a hot stranger, getting closer with that sexy yoga instructor you can't stop thinking about, or even stories about trying that new toy together or getting tied up. The wellness sessions can also help you unlock new confidence or heighten intimacy with your partner. They add new stories every week so you never get bored. So spice things up today with Dipsy. I can attest it has been one of the most relaxing things to do at the end of the day, to listen to a Dipsy story before I go to sleep or before intimacy. It has been so lovely. I have absolutely loved my experience with them. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/papaya. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/papaya. dipseastories.com/papaya, and you're going to get 30 free days of enjoying, relaxing, sexual wellness, all of the things that we absolutely need in dealing with times of stress and anxiety. I hope you check them out, and I hope you love it as much as I do. Now let's get back to the show.
I can't imagine having to like live my life and go through the things that already I go through and then having to rewatch them. Like I already struggle with Facebook memories and like, gosh, it's like they happen. And now Instagram has it. I was like, why are you showing me this photo like 3 years ago? But this is one of the things that I kind of love about you is you've actually become a bit of a face in this body image discussion and movement, because your body, even while straight-sized, because on television, it's like a shocker for some reason. You've been body shamed on TV. You've had like your fluctuations in weight be like a common conversation. But I have to say, I've got to commend you in the way that you responded to it and the way that you talked about, even when I was reading an interview about, you know, you had recently lost like 20 pounds and you were like, you know what though? I had discovered insulin like resistance and this is not a diet. This is like what's for my body, what's working for me. And I was just so, so impressed, but also just kind of taken aback that it was like front page news on so many of these. Like, I was like, what? How has that journey been for you? And how did you keep your head about it? Because now you're kind of like an inspiration for so many because of the way that you did cope with it.
Oh gosh. I mean, it's just, I'm just very much over it being a topic of conversation, regardless of whether it's gaining or losing weight or anything. It's just like, oh God, like, let's just stop talking about it. The thing that people forget is that our bodies are built to change.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes.
And, you know, just because so many people saw that change, you know, and I got just so much, just all kinds of comments about it. When I just thought that was so wild that people just felt like it was okay to comment on it and didn't understand that. And just me trying to, on the daily, find comfortability in my skin and just find that, you know, place of being okay and happy and figuring out, you know, and it became hard to go to red carpets events and want to get my picture taken and find something to wear when I didn't feel like anything like looked good and just, but trying to stay positive. And I mean, it's just, it's been like a constant battle and it still is. But, you know, I just, with everything that's out there and all the pressures and social media and everything to try to not go down that road.
Yes.
And stay away from the, you know, the diet culture of it all and talking about weight loss and promoting it in an unhealthy way, you know, and talking about it as just being like, just staying healthy in body, mind, and spirit, you know, and just promoting that aspect of it, of just like, just healthy.
Let's take a break from the show to hear about one of today's sponsors, PC Financial. This one's for my fellow Canadians, because I know how many of us love PC Optimum points, love redeeming them for free stuff. But I want you to know that you can actually get more groceries and beauty products for free. Because right now, you can actually get a new PC Financial no monthly fee account that can make you think about money in a whole new way. It's called the PC Money Account, a bank account that makes everyday spending go further. The PC Money account gets you PC Optimum points for doing everyday things like grocery shopping and online shopping, which we all know we're doing more than ever. I know I am. More points mean more rewards, so you can turn your everyday spending into a treat for yourself. The PC Money account is a no monthly fee bank account that makes every dollar of your purchases go towards PC Optimum points. Just this week, I was able to go and get my essentials completely covered with my PC Optimum points. I think I maybe spent $6 of my own money. Everything else was covered with the rewards that I already had from spending with PC Optimum. The PC Money account works like a bank account, but it rewards users with 10 PC Optimum points for every dollar they spend anywhere they shop. You earn 25 points in total per dollar when spent at Shoppers Drug Mart. And as a welcome bonus, you'll get up to 50,000 points if you take advantage of introductory offers when setting up your account and adding payroll, direct deposit, or paying bills online. For Canadians who crave more from their money, the PC Money account can help you send it and set savings goals, all while being rewarded with your spending with loyalty points you can actually use. Enjoy free Interact e-transfers, services, and free withdrawals at PC Financial ATMs across Canada. Sign up for a PC Money account today and start earning your PC Optimum points and redeeming them for everyday essentials. Go to pcfinancial.ca/papaya to open a PC Money account and you too can start thinking about money in a whole new way. That's pcfinancial.ca/papaya. Now let's get back to the show. But this is so rare because we see a slew of people come out of either influencing or any type of fame and promoting things that we know are diet culture. We know they're like diarrhea teas and things that are so damaging. Honestly, I just find it really refreshing to see somebody like combat that even while dealing with it. I think that a lot of people think that those who are in that body image discussion or like carry themselves confidently in, you know, a different size body, it looks like they've got it all together. And that's never been the case. Like you're just literally working through the problem instead of just like constantly trying to be less and take up less space and like just suppress yourself and everything you are. So I think that that's honestly really, really refreshing to see. And I know that it makes a difference. And I can't imagine, I mean, it's one of those things too. Anytime my photo's like posted on like a feminist page, I won't even allow myself to read the comments. Like you have to create boundaries because if you don't, you're going to be just showing up at a slaughterhouse every single day to read these comments.
Oh, so it's terrible.
What kind of, do you have that? Do you have like a gatekeeper or a way that you can kind of, let's remember, like you're a regular girl who's working as a server in West Hollywood, then suddenly on a reality show, like how does your mental health kind of carry through and how do you deal with like the boundaries that kind of are needed to be created in that? If you can say you don't.
I that don't. Would be value. I mean, not well, girl.
Yes.
Just as well as you would think one does, because there's no like manual for it. you're just, you get just like kind of thrown into it. You get thrown to the wolves and you just kind of figure it out. And I've definitely had dark days for sure. And, you know, had just pure moments of just like hating life for sure.
Which I think happens to a lot of people, especially when they're stepping into something good and successful. I find it, it's a really common story. The second we see women finding success or landing in these places, it's like, what can we do to rip them off of it? The cancel culture conversations, I think, exist even stronger for women in that space.
Oh gosh, it's terrible. Especially in social media and Twitter and everything. It's just people just get off on it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it because I've never been a part of that. I've never gotten off on, you know, contrary to what people think from watching on the show, I don't get off on making other people feel worse about themselves, especially strangers.
Yeah. You
know, who you think you know because you see a fraction of their lives on a television show or because you follow them on social media and you think you have a basic understanding of their lives. But people are very quick to want, and I think it says more about them than it does about anything.
Yeah, I can imagine. And like, would you say that, because we have to understand it is a TV show. It's going to be produced. It's going to be edited. It's going to be made to seem certain ways. Do you feel properly represented on the show? Or do you understand that like it's only a snippet and that there's like parts, like, is there anything that you wish was more amplified or less amplified for how you appear on TV?
It's hard because we are... as humans, very, you know, we're dynamic. We're not all one thing. And so I do feel like sometimes because we are telling a story on the show that you will kind of get boxed into being like a certain like person or character in this story. And so it can get, you know, frustrating at times because you're just like, well, like I'm also someone with a forgiving heart and someone who is very caring and very loyal. And right now I'm like kind of just looking like a bitch, you know? So it's not like the fault of like editing or the fault of this. It's just that was kind of my, you know, role in this story of it all.
Yeah.
That like, you know, if I was fighting with my friend and I was being more of, you know, the heated person in the discussion, like that's kind of like, you know, if I was being bitchier, then I'm going to be bitchier, you know? So it's like, I do have to be accountable for like how I was delivering my, whatever I was saying and in my tone of it all. So I can't blame it all on that. But, you know, it's just, I've accepted it, you know? I know what it is. I know how reality TV works. I get it at this point, and I can be frustrated by it and I can be mad at it, but it's not worth it. But I think what everyone needs to understand is just that there's just really more to a person than what you see. And if you can, like, you know, there's, when I started this, there was, no one knew anything really about me prior to the show. You just kind of like picked up where we were, and this is who I am, and this is who I'm dating, and these are my two friends, and we work at this restaurant, and that was it. And it was very face value of it all. So I think people just got to remember that there's just like everyone that you meet, there's just more than meets the eye.
Just like wondering, like in the sense of how it was portrayed that you handled being publicly body shamed, it became like this really huge topic in how well you responded to it, knowing that that's the same line of what you were known for in a bitchy way in your arguments. But in that sense, you were like a hero because you spoke up and that you kind of yelled back and you carried it forward. You didn't just let it go. You actually like brought it to the top and made sure that it was like dealt with correctly. I don't know that everyone would see it that way, but I actually felt like that was a really great reaction to it. But how do you feel like now looking back on that whole scenario, did it feel like it followed through in the way that you wish it had?
I don't regret anything about that. I mean, I think not everyone looks at it that way. It's not received that way. I think everyone, not everyone, but I think some people just thought it was just very vindictive and evil and bitchy, you know. But I kind of saw that coming because, again, it's a lot of times, you know, women when they're standing up for themselves and especially when it comes to, you know, being body shamed and that in the workplace and that whole side of things, that they often don't take that side of the argument. So I saw that coming. But you know what? Like, I, as long as I know that I'm being true and speaking what's really in my heart, like, I don't regret it. I you know, like, that was, like, I knew and I felt so strongly about that, that, like, I knew that as long as I was being true to myself, that I could not regret the things I said and how I went about it.
All right, quick pause, because we got to talk about one of my favorite brands. You've probably seen them in my Instagram stories. It's one of our favorite things to keep in the freezer, late night snack, midnight afternoon cravings, whatever it is that I want. This brand never lets me down. I'm talking about Holy Veggie. Because if you're looking for an easy and tasty way to add more veggies into your diet, then look no further than Holy Veggie. Holy Veggie was founded by two friends on a mission of helping inspire a better way to feed the planet. The company's complete line of plant-based foods, from cauliflower wings to their new veggie-full meals, are about three simple things: quality, taste, and celebrating the vegetable. Holy Veggie's line of products are about being veggie-forward and seeing the veggies in every bite. The full product line is also non-GMO and completely soy and gluten-free. Yes, my heart is singing when I hear those words. But let's talk about these cauliflower and broccoli wings. These are definitely a hero product. They are always in our freezer and people are always so surprised at the taste of them. Like, they're like nothing else. I've never been able to taste a vegetable and have it be this good. If you've ever tried to make your own vegetable wing or had a cauliflower wing at a restaurant and wondered how you can get them at home, well, Holy Veggie has you covered. Because Holy Veggie's line of crunchy cauliflower and crispy broccoli wings are restaurant quality at home. I can fully attest to that. Freshly picked cauliflower and broccoli florets are lightly coated in a crunchy panko and crispy tempura batters, and these wings are perfectly fit for a plant-based taco night or an after-school snack for kids. I'm not kidding, my kids actually like these too. Holy Veggie cauliflower and broccoli wing can be found at major grocery stores in Canada, such as Metro, Sobeys, and Save-On Foods, as well as across the United States at Target and your local co-op. Straight from the kitchen comes Holy Foods' newest line of delicious plant-based goodness, the Veggie Full Meals. High in plant-based protein, over 50% of your daily fiber, and complete meal to keep you nourished the entire day. The Veggie Full Meals have you rethink what a frozen meal is. Built with quality vegetables and seasonings from the ground up, these meals are filled with goodness. The new line aims to create a full, ready-to-eat meal without the prep work. Grab a bag, pop it in the microwave or pan, and in 6 minutes, you're done. Holy Veggie is reinventing the frozen meal by swapping out the common meat and potatoes for great tasting and good for you ingredients. To find Holy Veggie's newest line of meals, head over to holyveggie.com. While so many women kind of get intimidated by these big situations, like, imagine all of this. If it were in a normal workplace, that would be brought to HR, probably all that stuff. But because you were like TV personalities and people loved that, they wanted this dynamic. Just for anybody who hasn't seen, it was a male coworker who body shamed her on television, but also in her workplace. And you brought it forward to your boss. He was eventually let go. Do I have that all right?
Yes.
Yes. So in that whole process, a lot of people, there's this entire page. This is not about like fat shaming, but in regards of like assault and stuff like that, there's this whole page called Why I Didn't Report. And story after story after story is always, it's always an intimidation. It's always in a, I didn't want to affect everybody else. It's always in like these layers of complications. And I think why I really liked yours was because I was like, it was about your own boundary and the fact that it was wrong. And knowing that not only that, but you were able to, you know, stop that behavior from happening potentially for somebody else too. But that's not an easy thing. And that's not to like even give anybody an ounce of guilt that's ever not reported something, because it's a really difficult thing to carry through. But I actually think that's one of the coolest things about you. And it's really neat to see. But I have to ask, because years ago, like, my life was on its head. I was going through divorce. There was so much stuff going on. It was just so dramatic. And I remember a friend of mine said to me, just be careful, Sarah, because drama is addictive. And you'll be really hard being, it'll be hard for you to find contentment because you'll see it as boring. And I was like, no, I would love to be content. I would love for things to be like happy and amazing in my life. Like, what are you even talking about? And sure enough, as soon as things got like even a little bit calm in my life, I saw myself like sparking drama. Like just like I would just be like the wind blew the wrong way and I would start a fight with my boyfriend who's now my husband. How is that like you're conditioned for drama? Like that not only in like serving life, but also in, you know, being on reality TV. Have you been able to find the balance between like drama and contentment? And it's totally okay if you haven't, because I don't even know that I have.
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. I think I definitely have. I think I enjoy the peace and quiet because I get enough drama. I never feel a drought, to be honest, that when there's a little bit of a lull, it's really nice because I know it's just like the quiet before the storm.
Yeah.
And when I do feel it, like there's always, you know, episodes of like Housewives to watch. Mm-hmm. there's always somewhere where I can get a little bit of a fill of like someone else's drama. But I can definitely agree with that sentiment that drama can be addicting, and because it is. There's a bit of a rush that comes with that. And I think when I was like younger, I would catch myself picking fights, and I would, you know, catch myself wanting that like that little bit of like a fight with me kind of thing. And you know, and Tom would be so good about like not arguing back, but then you know he started, and I was like, wait a minute,
no, I don't like this anymore.
But. Yeah, no, I've found a nice balance now.
That makes a lot of sense, though, that you say watching reality TV to get your drama. Because the other day I was like watching sad movies to get like emotional release. And somebody told me that they watch scary movies to get anxiety out. Maybe I need to watch like more drama to like get, maybe that's what we need to do. We just need to channel it in the right things. And maybe we'll feel so much like I literally listen to breakup music and I am like 0% close to any form of a breakup, like happily married, still love to listen to a good cry song as if Rihanna and I are on the exact same page with that breakup. I'm just, her and John Mayer are like my breakup music. But one thing I found really special about your story is the way you've discussed mental health, because mental health for you, a lot of it comes down to an accident you had and brain trauma, which is something that I don't think a lot of people realized are correlated. Do you have capacity to kind of share your story a little bit with that?
It's like, gosh, 2009. So almost 11 years ago, I was at a friend's house and we went on the roof and there was a big skylight and I sat on the edge of it and it broke and I fell about 25 feet.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was above a staircase. And so I landed and I had, oh God, I broke my jaw, like my collarbone, like a bunch of my ribs. And I had a brain injury, subdural hematoma, which is bleeding of the brain.
Right.
And so, yeah. So I don't remember any of it. Thank God for trauma amnesia. But yeah. So, you know, after healing physically and like had my jaw wired shut for like 6 weeks, which was nuts, dealing with all of that, you know, the emotional healing of what I went through sort of set in, and like not understanding like PTSD and how like what the long-term effect of like a brain injury can be and how it can like really alter your personality. And I feel like I, you know, wasn't myself anymore and just became sort of like short-tempered and just like it just was like this shift and just like wanting to get back to who I was and not quite being able to, and then bouts of like depression and just dark times that would fall on me here and there just would come, you know, just was something I was not prepared for or didn't know how to deal with. And so, and I think, you know, Tom didn't know me at the time. We met about, I don't know, maybe 7-8 months after.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's read about how brain injuries affect you know, personality. So I think, you know, he has an understanding of what I went through and how maybe that's, you know, has something to do with why I am the way I am.
...2020 has brought about a whole bag of things that we've had to kind of navigate and deal with and cope and learn and curve around, and supporting one another has been more important than ever. We've had, things have changed around us, but the one thing that I've noticed is that our inner drive to be there for the people we care about runs deeper than ever. Whether it's showing up for a neighbor or friend, supporting a cause online, showing up for your local community, your local restaurant, whatever it is, we're showing up in new ways. But there is a problem because our normal has changed and we're having to find new ways to connect and to continue supporting one another. We're now social distancing, so we're working really hard to support our local cuisines. We're doing more to support and advocate for underrepresented communities, and we need more than ever an easy way to support each other from afar. So what's the solution? Well, with the PayPal app, sending and receiving money is faster and easier. You can stay connected with the people you love, quickly and securely send money to friends and family just about anywhere in the world. Start a money pool to split the bill, go in on a gift, or fundraise for a good cause. Support the places and causes you care about the most. You can even make touch-free QR code payments at your favorite local restaurant or farmer's market, or donate to a nonprofit or support a cause from across the country. PayPal is making it easy to pay safely, quickly, and easily. Download the PayPal app today. Terms and conditions apply. Now let's get back to the show.
I have read so much about it, and I just was following a woman online whose daughter got in like a skateboard act, like literally was skateboarding by herself without a helmet and ended up with a brain injury. And you're just like, as soon as she was out of the coma and walking again, everyone's like, yes, she's better. And then I was reading about the long-term effects of brain injury and I was like, no, like it's the impacts of it ongoing. You can't just kind of brush it under the rug. It causes a lot of mental health issues, and it can be really hard for, it's an invisible illness, right? Like it's an invisible trauma that kind of carries on. I got to say, girl, like that's an entirely different form of shattering glass ceilings. And it's always been such a positive thing to say that. And you just, if that's ever going to be a title of a book you write, like for sure, shattering glass ceilings. Just take it back. You've got to take it back. All right. So you're starting a podcast. Tell us why you chose to start a podcast and what we can kind of really get excited about what it's going to be about.
Because I wanted to share my voice outside of, you know, the television show. And I really enjoy the podcast space. I love podcasts. I love just getting lost in it all, you know, and I love just speaking to people. I joke that they're my favorite animal. And I just love the whole like sociology of people and the human interactions and just how we all relate to one another. Mm-hmm. And just really stripping back the layers and getting down to that like sort of just like the humanity of it all and just how just we're all like people. We're all the same. I mean, we're all very different. And just how where we come from and just our personal experiences, our traumas and everything sort of dictate, you know, how we behave and sort of it's the building blocks, the foundation of like who we are. And it really just, it just tells someone's story. And I think, you know, being on a television show and being in, you know, the public eye, people, you know, we all judge a lot. I judge a lot. It's just what we do. We enjoy it. It can be fun. It can be fun, but it can also be very dangerous. It can be very hurtful. You know, I make snap judgments that have caused me, you know, a lot of trouble on the show. But, you know, I've also realized I've been very wrong about those things.
Yes.
And I think sitting down and talking to people who have been in similar situations, maybe, you know, public scandals, or maybe they're people who are perceived as being perfect individuals, you know, who've never done anything wrong, or just people who might have a complete wrong idea about, just getting to know them on a human level. And hearing their stories and just where they come from and just, and like changing my opinion on them and changing the opinions that other people have of them and just relating. That's really what I want to do. So it's called You're Gonna Love Me. Not so much You're Gonna Love Me. Maybe people will start to love me more than they have. But it's just about, you know, the people that you didn't think you're gonna love, or maybe people that you already did, but you know.
I think it would be silly of us to ever say that we don't judge others. Like, it's inherently part of like what we do. But what's smart about it is, like, I always like to think of it as like the first thought, second thought. Like, what's your first thought of somebody, but what's your second? So I feel like your podcast might be a really good opportunity for like those second thoughts, to kind of bring in a second opinion, to get an opportunity to show how your first thought judgments might actually be wrong. And how cool is it to be able to change our minds, to change the way we think about people, giving people second chances. I know that's another thing that you've done as well, is like given second chances to people when, you know, they show that remorse and are ready to kind of evolve as a person. So I think it's a really cool angle to be able to do that as well. So You're Gonna Love Me. It's also on the Dear Media Network, which is awesome. We're going to be network sisters. And let also like your Instagram, like shout that out as well.
Yeah, it's at Music Kills Kate.
Why is it called that, by the way? I was going to ask that and I totally forgot.
I had the handle from a long time ago when I had like a music blog and I just never changed it. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I could have changed it, but I just didn't.
Yeah. And
everyone's constantly confused by it, but
is what it is. Is what it is. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I think it's going to be really cool for a lot of people to kind of hear some of these sides of you. And I'm really stoked for your podcast. I think it's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. So we'll wrap it up here and we will see you next week.
Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes or find us on Instagram at The Papaya Podcast. And if you loved what you just listened to or know somebody who would, please share it. Simply screenshot today's episode in the podcast app and share it to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you'd like to lend your personal support to the podcast, take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. We would be oh so grateful. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of The Papaya Podcast, and we'll see you then.